This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Ilona Sanders, your transformation catalyst, and I want to thank you for joining our global empowerment community. We are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. You will break free and stay free. Listen now with new ears and an open heart. You will be awakened to who you are in Christ, become divinely aligned with your true purpose, and activate your miracle manifesting power. Thank you again for joining us. Stay tuned for today's empowerment message. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Truly indeed, this is the day the Lord has made, and we always make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Ilona Sanders, and I want to welcome you to another powerful and insightful early morning empowerment virtual gathering. We are in our 21-day prophetic gathering, and this is day number 4 for Thursday, January 4th, 2018. We are dedicated to pouring into your life all that is available for you to thrive. We want to see you build the momentum that you need to build to continue to sustain the successful life that you are here to live. So with that being said, let's bring our hearts and our mind present right here, right now. And let's just take a good healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, I want you to just be aware of this sacred moment, and let's just stir and activate a spirit of gratitude today. I am so thankful and so grateful that we are here today, that we have the activities of our limbs, and we were able to get up, and we had the conscious recognition that this is another day, and we made choices to be together in this community today to be empowered. Next healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, I want you to take a moment to just feel your spirit man being activated. And let's just be thankful and grateful that we have this conscious awareness that we are spirit beings. And as he is above, so are we right here, right now. And we're so thankful and so grateful that as Jesus the Christ recorded, all power has been given unto me in heaven and in earth. Now behold, I give you power. And we're thankful and we're grateful for the power that resides within us. We're so thankful and so grateful today for this rich inner life of the kingdom of God that dwells. What a rich treasure we have dwelling on the inside, that the excellency may be of the power of God and not of us. Let's be thankful for the treasure. Yes, God. Yes, let's be thankful for the treasure that is within this earthen vessel. Next healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, we sit in this sacred moment, and we're so thankful and so grateful for another opportunity to be in the presence of God, to be in the presence where everything is moving, everything is flowing. We're in the presence of all power. We're in the presence of all grace today. And we're so thankful for the expansion of our consciousness into this deep awareness that we are just like God. And we're so grateful for the excellency of the power of God in this treasure within our vessels. Oh, if we were together, I would just tell you to just clap your hands and open up your mouth and make a joyful noise this morning. We are so thankful and so grateful for another day and another opportunity. Again, if you're just joining us, this is Dr. Ilona Sanders. Welcome to our early morning empowerment prophetic gathering. We are in a 21-day push into this year. I said yesterday that because your body is physically here, does not mean that you have crossed over into 2018 and all that is associated with what's happening in 2018. 2018 brings us to the year where the master number 11 governs, and you know God is a God of numbers, and there are some powerful, powerful things happening for us right now. Excuse me. Powerful things happening. As we began to lay down the foundation for all that we know is happening in this year, again, we're standing on those three scriptures from Psalm 65, 11, Luke 1, 37, and Luke 1, 45. And we know that all things work together and fit into a plan for good because we love God and we're called according to purpose. As we lay down the prophetic impartations for this year, and we're looking to just immerse ourselves into what has been activated for this year. You see, beloved, we don't take it for granted. I know that the world has a whole lot of hype around the New Year's and all that, but I told you, we're going to use the energy of what's created around the New Year. There's a lot of energy and a lot of movement flowing right now for motivation, inspiration, to be able to stand up, look forward, move forward. And we tap into that energy and we move with it as well. And when we tap into the energy of what's activated for this year, it is powerful. So several things I want to tell you today is, number one, it's good. It really is good to go ahead and set a focus and a declaration for your life, because I'm telling you, you're going to be better off for doing that. You're going to be much better off for having had a focus, because you'll see that as we lay down this prophetic roadmap and as you embrace it, you will find by the time that you get to the end of a year that you have truly lived what you were meditating on, focusing on, decreeing and declaring for your life. So today I want us to turn inward, and we're going to do the inner workings today as we begin to reiterate some of the things that we know is activated in this year of completion, in this year of transformation. This is the year of you. That is my declaration, that this is the year of you. And if you're writing it down, just write that this is the year of me. This is the year of me maximizing my excellence. This is me maximizing my ability to embrace all that I know that God has released for me. This is my year to maximize the spirit of emergence. I want you to write that down. You're going to maximize the spirit of emergence. In other words, allowing your God self to arise and allowing your God self to emerge in new ways. In new ways. This is going to be a year for clarity, creativity, for access, boldness, profit, health, fitness, realized dreams, and so much more. So when we laid the foundation yesterday and we began to talk about what's activated in this year, as we look to this year in the master number of 11, this year you're going to find that your inner guidance system, your inner teacher, the inner trainer, the Holy Spirit is going to be activated like never before. Now there are some things that I want us to work on today that's going to help you settle into what you know is possible. What you know is possible. So this is a year that the inner teacher, the inner trainer is going to be activated in profound ways. And you're going to find that as your inner guidance, as your inner teacher is awakened in profound ways, and you are more and more aware of what's going on inside, you're going to find that what you have been focusing on and what you may have been chasing is no longer valid. It's no longer valid for you. And that's okay, because I'm telling you that what you're going to experience when you come into the recognition of what's no longer valid, you're going to be able to operate in what is valid for you, and you're going to be able to activate your bliss. And it is time for that. It is so time for that. In the quote-unquote church, I've noticed that so much of our focus is on struggle and warfare, the devil, the enemy, what's not working. Your goal this year is to completely leave a mindset of opposition, resistance, warfare, struggle, to really leave that realm. Because if we are believing the words that's recorded in the Bible, then you also have to believe that your warfare is accomplished. And you have to start beginning to use the tools that I teach in prayer technology. You have to begin using those kind of tools to pray from a different position. You have to pray from an exalted position of power. You have to understand that you are light in darkness, and darkness can never comprehend light. Darkness can never overthrow light. There's no way, when light comes into a room with darkness, you never see light struggling with that darkness when it's true light. Now, I want you to hear this. You are the light of the world. You have been given that power and that authority. These are the things that Jesus the Christ imparted to us. He helped us to go back and get our original mandate, right? So you are light. As he is above, so are you right here, right now. You have to understand who you are. That's why I'm declaring this is the year of you. All capital letters. You, the divine you, the spiritual you, the supernatural you. You have to really embrace that 100% this year. And you will never struggle with darkness again. You will never struggle with issues again. You won't feel defeated. You won't be confused about who you are and what you should be doing or what your next step is, because you are coming from a totally different perspective. As we find that some of the things that we've been focusing on is no longer valid, you'll find that, as I have, that some things has come to a complete end. And it's time now to step over into this new portal that's been opened for us. With the entrance of this year, a new portal, a new gateway has been opened, and we want to start understanding that. So that's what I mean by physically your body may be here, but supernaturally, you have to embrace what's been activated. This portal, this gateway that has been opened for us, you have to consciously step into it. So everything may look like it has come to an end, and the way that you imagine yourself to be no longer exists. And we said that can be scary, but this is how you know you're in the right place, because it's exciting as well. That even the way you imagined yourself no longer exists, that is a good thing. When I look back over my life, just over the last 10 years, and I go back and I listen to teachings and messages, and I'm looking at how my belief system is totally different than it was. What my goal and my aim was 10 years ago, it's just not the same anymore. Who I was have come to a complete end as I am emerging and allowing myself to emerge and evolve into the supernatural being that I'm here to be. So as we're here in this year, I told you yesterday that this is a year that you're going to have to be fluid. You're going to have to be fluid, because this is going to be a year where you're going to truly have to live by divine guidance. You're going to have to live by moment a moment awareness and being tapped in to this divine guidance. So for some people, that's really scary. For people that love consistency and you're a creature of habit and you're used to setting it and forgetting it. Now, I'm one of those kind of creatures. I love consistency. I love stability. I can set it and forget it. But over the years, we have been evolving into fluid beings. Because if you're going to see the miracles manifest, and if you're going to be the supernatural being that you know you are, you have to have enough faith to be fluid. And how you have faith to be fluid is that you must practice the law of non-attachment. I cannot say that enough. If you don't do anything this year but practice the law of non-attachment, that's going to put you into what's flowing out of this year, and you can become a fluid being. There is so much I want to release, and I'm trying to just take this one little piece at a time so that it makes sense. But this is truly an hour where we have to step into, like the writer of Revelation says, he that have an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. It is time out for trickery, buffoonery, lies, fluff stuff, tickling ears. It's time out for all of that. And now it's time for you to trust your inner guidance. It's time for you to trust the Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of you. And you're going to know that as you have crossed this gateway into 2018, it reminds you that as you stay fluid and you move from moment to moment, you move from day to day, you're going to experience so much more joy, because you're going to know that you're in the right place at the right time. I remember a couple of years ago, as we were making a physical transition, leaving the physical location, and I was talking to some of my team members, the one thing that we embraced, that we have held on to even till today, beloved, you've got to trust what feels really good for you. It might not be in agreement with what everyone else is saying or doing, but you're going to know when you hit a sweet spot in the realm of the Spirit, because it's going to feel good to you. So as we're here at the dawn of this new year and we're in a totally new cycle, remember 2017 ushered in a brand new 9-year cycle where we was laying a foundation for what we wanted to experience over the next 9 years of our lives. We was laying that foundation, and here we are now in this next year, and a new portal and a new gateway has been opened for us to step into the supernatural like never before. So you may find that you're in a place of saying, okay, it doesn't seem like anything's really working for me. Every time I think it's going to work, I find out it's not working. When I put my hands on something, it doesn't seem to be moving as quickly as I expected. It could be that your spirit within you is getting your attention to help you to realize that the way you envisioned yourself 5 years ago, 10 years ago, that's no longer valid today. Beloved, our existence here in this earth realm has got to be about more than getting a house and a car and wearing designer clothes. It has to be about so much more than that. And it is. So let me lay down this for today, because there's several things I want us to look at to start doing this inner work, so that you will know that your presence here in this earth realm is moving and reshaping this planet, this environment, for hundreds of years to come. You have to know that you're that powerful, that you are contributing something amazing that's shaping this planet, that's shaping your environment, that's shaping your DNA structure, so that for hundreds of years to come, you have made an important contribution to what others are experiencing right now and also for years to come. So what I want you to do now is I want you to focus on your spiritual awareness. I don't want you to be afraid of what you are aware of. I don't want you to be afraid of what your inner self is calling you to. You will find that some of you already know that you're on a quest and you've been searching and you've been exploring and you've been in other areas and other genres. Why? Because your spirit man wants you to be aware and wants your consciousness to come to another level. Another level that you may have not been aware of before. So what I mean by that is this. When you start awakening, you'll begin to notice that you've been living in a narrow way with a narrow mindset. But you're going to find that you're being called upon in this season to expand, to come out of that box, to come out of that narrowness of thinking, that narrow way of being, because there's so much more. If you're going to see the supernatural work in your life like never before, you're going to have to allow an expansion of your awareness. I want you to write that down. You must allow an expansion of your awareness, and you can't be so afraid. So when we lived in that narrow way, we were so fearful of the devil, of the enemy, and what he could do and what he can cause to go wrong and what he can destroy. We never deny, I never deny that there is darkness in this world. But as I said, your position, your stance, your posture has to be one of knowing that you are light. Light never struggles with darkness. It doesn't. When it shows up, darkness flees. Light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. It couldn't overpower it. It couldn't overthrow it. Never. I really want you to chew on that today. That if you are light and you are life and the both are interchangeable, everywhere you go, darkness must flee. So my warfare, I don't even want to say my warfare, the warfare that you've struggled with, you have to know that that's already been accomplished. It's already been accomplished. So now, with saying that, knowing that you are light, knowing that anywhere you go, when you show up, darkness has to go. You don't have to fight with it, wrestle with it, struggle with it. This year, you are going to let your spirit man, your divine self, your God nature, you're going to be so aware of that you're not going to fight and struggle. So that brings us to point number two, because you know this is the year of you, and our focus is on health, wellness, and wealth. A lot of things that you've been fighting with and you've been struggling with and you've been in warfare with has nothing to do with a demon or a spirit. It's all about what you're putting in your body, point blank. It's all about what you've been putting in your body over the years that has a life cycle of itself. And it has a mind of itself. You've been wrestling and struggling with that. So a big part of our focus this year, a big part of what the whole entire church world is coming into now, because the whole world now is on this level of awareness. And now the church is catching up. That what you put in your body really matters. That confusion of purpose and not knowing who you are and don't know what to do and don't know what your next steps are. It has a direct correlation with what we've been feeding ourselves, because our food is our medicine. And we want to get back to eating God's food. We want to eat more of God's food and less of man food. So your spiritual awareness is expanding in a remarkable way this year. You're going to learn to trust to follow your bliss. Beloved, stop staying in situations that don't feel good to you. You're restless and something's just quite not right, but you're just staying because you don't know what else to do. You want to tap into your bliss. You want to really become conscious of what feels good to you. And what I'm talking about from a spiritual perspective, not from an ego realm. Because if you over in the ego realm looking at what feels good for you, you'll be a glutton, you'll overeat, you'll have lust, you'll have perversion, you'll have all of that. We're not talking about that. We're talking about from a spiritual perspective. When you follow your bliss, when you really tap into what feels really good, you're going to know that it's a sense of freedom and liberty attached to that. Don't let anyone put you in bondage in this year. Don't let anyone put restraints on you. Don't let anyone tell you what you can do and what you can't do. And you sitting around waiting for somebody to give you permission. No, beloved, you already have permission. Let the God in you arise like never before. Let that God in you be all powerful like never before. Yes, there's a natural order in this earth realm. I'm not telling you to become lawless or anything like that, because you know we have to follow orders and follow laws. But I'm telling you, don't let anyone put you in a box. Don't let anyone put chains and shackles on you. Don't let anyone judge you in this season. No one can judge you in this season. That is why Jesus the Christ says, when you judge yourself, you're judged of no man. No one can judge you because you're already judging yourself. Number three, I want you to accept that constant divine love is your portion. Meaning this, you are loved, you are accepted, you are all that. You really are. You really are. So this level of freedom and this level of liberation, it may be too much for some people. They may not have fully awakened and come into a level where they can trust themselves, where they can trust themselves to hear from God, trust what they're hearing in their spirit, and then follow that. I want to talk about liberty and freedom. I just want you to hear that word over and over again. Liberty, freedom, liberty, freedom, liberty, freedom. You want to be free in this season. You don't want to be in a position where I just heard the name of this book title and I just thought, wow, that is a great book title. I haven't read the book. And it's called Going to Church to Catch Hell. You don't want to be in an environment like that. You know, that is why there has been such a falling away. You don't want to go to church to catch hell. I remember this was several years ago. Several years ago in my home church that I experienced this couple. And we have grown and evolved since then. But I experienced this couple. They came in, and I'm watching this in the spirit. They came in the sanctuary, they were so full of joy, so full of enthusiasm. And these were like great intercessors, spiritual people. These were not carnal people, good people. And they came into the sanctuary so full of joy and enthusiasm, just wanting to do the will of the Lord. And I watched them sit through that service. And by the time that service was over, I literally saw their spirit go down, 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 until when they left there, they were beat up. They were literally beat up. We don't want that in this season. We don't want that. And everyone in that environment, like I said, they have grown, you know, since then. But we don't want to go to church to catch hell. You don't want to go to church to be measuring and comparing yourself and, you know, and trying to be like everybody else and being a cookie cutter of the next person. No, this is the year for liberty. The year for freedom. It's a year from you to hear from your spirit man and to know and stand on the fact that you are light, beloved. And when light shines, darkness can never struggle with that light. It cannot. It can't overpower it. It can't overthrow it. Your warfare is accomplished. And as we bring our bodies into divine alignment with our soul and our spirit, as we begin to consecrate and detox and create new habits. That's why we're here. That's one of the reasons why we're here, while we're pulling together. We want you to take advantage of these next 21 days and the energy and the spirit that is moving and flowing, that if you need to change your diet, change it. If you need to fast and pray, come on, let's fast and pray. If you need to get up and get your morning rituals together, get a new one so that you are strengthened and empowered, that's what we are here for, because you are going to live your best year. I'm telling you, I have so much to release. I have so much to give that I don't even know if 21 days is going to be enough. But if you have not been on early in the week, we want you to go to the website, ElonaSanders.com/ADP for Awaken Divine Purpose. There is an action guide there that I want you to take in your quiet time. Begin to go through that so that you can start tapping in, that you become aware and you can awaken your divine purpose, yours, not anyone else's, but yours. And then there's some tools and some strategies there to help you develop a plan and develop a purpose statement so that you can get crystal clear and focused on who you are, what you're here to do. So that's ElonaSanders.com/AD, like David, P, like purpose. For Awaken Divine Purpose. All right, I want you to help me get the word out. Let everybody know that we will be here on Sundays. We will be here at 10 a.m. in the Global Empowerment Community. But we will be here Saturday at 6 a.m., Sunday at 10 a.m., and then next week at 6 a.m. again. All right, beloved, have a blessed, wonderful, and amazing day. And tomorrow, I want to hear from you. All right, I want feedback from you tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye now. It has been my divine pleasure to serve you today. Remember, information without implementation will not yield a fruitful harvest. Please continue to connect with me on social media, Facebook at Elona Sanders. You can visit my website at ElonaSanders.com for more resources, masterclass, workshops, or upcoming events. Please send me your thoughts, questions, comments, or feedback to es@ElonaSanders.com. Until next time, continue to move in purpose, on purpose, and be blessed. Bye now.